So as Moana plays in the background, thank you, Riley Wasserman, accompanied those 3 weeks.
Haven't seen it yet.
Okay. That's impressive. Okay, my kids teach me how to adjust things on my iPhone. All right, so I'm going to start with Hashem from yesterday, and then I'm going to send you guys into the course for today. So yesterday, those are here and those are not here. Either way, we talked about the principle of Teishvu Kein Tadur. So basically, Teishvu Kein Tadur is what we suggested yesterday, was basically that it's not just a nice little detail in terms of how we sit in the sukkah, but it is the essence. It is the Sod HaYesodos, the Amud HaAmudin, as the Rambam would say. The fundamental principle of sukkah is we're going to continue to explore. We saw that, perhaps unexpectedly, Teishvu Kein Tadur. The concept that you sit in a sukkah in the same way you live in your house is something that is not just a p'tur, but a chiyuv as well. It's not just, well, if you're out guarding the ginosu pardesim and you're too busy or distracted or have other responsibilities, or you're mitzta'er or whatever, something like that, or hol chidrachim, whatever it is, that you're pater from the sukkah. But it also teaches us what you need to do in the sukkah, right? We said that it teaches us that sitting in the sukkah does not just mean sitting in the sukkah. It means living in the sukkah. So the Gemara quotes the Baita, that Chav Chanan Bet, where it says, right, what do you do? Right, you have to bring in all your vessels, right? You have to bring in your Wii, you have to bring in all your technology, you also have to bring in your Svarim. For Rabbi Wasserman, they're one and the same, okay? Get the idea, right? Good. You're also, so, right, it says you're Meshamim in the Sukkah, you're Matayel in the Sukkah, right? You hang out, it's your home. So in other words, Teishvu Kein Tadur teaches us, yes, exemptions, but chiyuvim as well. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's mechayiv a person to eat not just one meal over the course of Sukkot, but all 14. One for every day, one for every night. Rabbi Eliezer says, Teishvu Kein Tadur, you have to do more. Right, and so on and so forth. So there was a havdalah in the Gemara that not only an individual, not only a male, but a woman as well, the spouse, is also chayav to sit in the sukkah. Teishvu Kein Tadur. Typically, a couple will live together in the homes. So too, you might have thought that they live together in the sukkah. So we see it goes both ways, and we suggested, because Teishvu Kein Tadur is kind of like the mission statement, the essence of the mitzvah of sukkah. Okay, so we talked a lot more about a lot of the details surrounding that, but I wanted to fill in two things. So the first thing I want to fill in is one point in terms of what we saw, and you saw in the course yesterday, and I'll give it to you now, is specifically the case of the Shomrei Ginosu Pardes. Okay, so you are a watchman. All right, so the Gemara said, well, according to Abaye, your potter, why? What did Abaye say? Teishvu? Kein Tadur, right? Abaye said, right, not the Pirtza Korlagan, right? Not the other expression. Teishvu Kein Tadur. Okay, right, that is right. Fine. So we said, okay, but so what's to make any sense? I don't understand. You can build the sukkah just as easily by outside, by the orchard, as you can. If you're going to tell me because you can't properly guard the fruit, that I understand. Either because of its own concept, as Lior was suggesting, or as Jordan was arguing yesterday, because Teishvu Kein Tadur, that I can understand. Just because I'm out as a watchman in the field means Teishvu Kein Tadur, I can build the sukkah there just as well as I can build it outside at my house. What's the difference? Doesn't make any sense. So take a look at the Rashi I gave you, and it's on page 4, source 8. Rashi says something unbelievable. It's not focused on Rashi in the Ritva, but you'll see where Rashi's coming from now that we saw all the bars. Rashi says something really, I think, beautiful and fascinating. Says Kein Tadur. Says Rashi, Kederach Shehudar. What's it? Source 8. Kederach Shehudar Kol Hashana Beveito. You have to live in your sukkah the same way you live all year long in your house. His Gikato Torah. The Torah required this individual Lehaniach Dirato to abandon his home Vladur Khan B'sukkah. Says you're living here in the sukkah, and here are the key words in Rashi: Im Mitota, with your beds. Right, with your mitot, right? Uchle tashmisho, and all of your plates, your fancy china and your dishes, and the whole nine yards, right? Umatzotav, and the cushions and everything. Meaning, which Gemara is Rashi alluding to?
The
says
everything.
Yeah. Rashi says, can explain chavavam and aleph. Says Rashi, right, he says, he says, you can't, you're Shomer Gino of Pardesan, you're outside the city limits. What are we going to do? Require you to take all of your stuff and schlep everything to really live in your sukkah like you really live in your home? Yeah, sure, you can build a sukkah and you can sleep in it outside in the orchard, in the field, but you can't really make this into your home. says Rashi, as soon as you can't really make it into your home, that's not Sukkot. That's not the mitzvah of Teshuvah, of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So says Rashi, right, the Chiyuv explains the Ptur. You see what Rashi doing? It's very fancy, right? It's very brilliant, too. Right? Rashi is saying, because I can't fully live in my Sukkah for 7 days, I can't even halfway, I'm not obligated at least, to halfway live in my Sukkah. Teshuvah Kein Tadiru. So if you can't literally relocate and genuinely live in your home, Teshuvah Kein Tadiru, then you're off the hook. So that's Rashi. Ritva disagrees, I think. Well, the Ritva in source 9 says, no. Pirush Tama Mishum Teshuvah Kein Tadiru Kiz Bizman Shiragilim Lashavet Vivatehan Chayavim Sukkah. This man shirgim, right? So what's he saying? Is he saying it's because you can't schlep all of your kelim na'im and the matzot and the mito? What's he saying, Razi?
You're used to staying in your house. That's when you're
right. Home. If you're living in your home, teshu kin tadiru means something a little bit different, right? Maybe it also means that. It's like brayta. But he's saying, if you're living in your home, so the mitzvah of living in a sukkah means leave your home and go into your sukkah. If you're already not living in your home for 7 days, you don't have to leave your ginodu pardesan and go to the sukkah. So that's maybe he'll chadrak and etc.
But
okay.
The point of sukkah is to have a hut, to have a sukkah, not just to be outside.
Good.
Like, right, but it's opening up for us.
Yeah, I think maybe that's why Rashi disagrees with it. It's a little questionable. But even then, I think it's different. This I want to transition to the other thing I wanted to touch on for Teshulman, which is, okay, so the Gemara said, based on teaching in Tadiru, that Holchei Drachim are exempt. So how far do we take that? What about your great adventure trip? Is it just someone who, because he has to put bread on his table, goes and makes a trip outside of the city limits to go and guard because he's got to put bread on his family's table and earn a couple of bucks? Or maybe, no, I'm going on the trip or going on the tiyul, Mitayel in Great Adventure, Mitayel or wherever else I'm going to go in Sukkot. How far do we take this? And by the way, in Israel, everyone's in tiyul in Sukkot, right? The whole country is off, basically, right? Most people in the country are off, and everyone's out. If you go on social media, you'll see all your Israeli friends, right? You guys had this from last year, like, Ain't Gedi tripping there, right? You got all these kinds of things going on. Right? So if you're spending your time in the Negev wherever you are, so the question is, so what's the deal? Do we say that it's also going to exempt you? So I'm not going to read inside, but if you're interested in looking into it more, I gave you a whole series of Sheilot Tshuva in the back here. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Negro Moshe, and Rav Avadia Yosef, okay? That's for you. Okay? In Source 11, right? Yichab from Yichab Adat that I gave you over here. And then I gave you, if you know, Halichot Shlomo, okay, that's source 12, is a compilation of the Psakim of Rishon Zalman Orbach. Okay, so you have three of the greatest 20th century posts. In fact, if I were to ask you, who are the greatest poskim in the 20th century? Okay, there's a good chance, if you had to choose your top three, okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Avadia Yosef, right, and Rishon Zalman Orbach might well be many other candidates. Leah's going to be up there and a number of others as well, but this is pretty much as good as it gets. All three of them make exactly the same point. They say, that's not the same thing. So if you're forced because you have to earn a buck for your family, and again, they point out in many contexts in halacha, skorah is a mitzvah, right? It's a quasi-mitzvah. And you can make the argument, they say, well, that's going to tzion, chom etzukot, that's also simchas hachag, etc. They say, that's a different kind of thing. So they don't say that you can't go on a tiyul. They say go on a tiyul. They don't have any objection necessarily to that. They say it doesn't mean that when you're on a tiyul, all of a sudden you can take out your sandwich and you can start saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz and start eating outside of the sukkah. That's not Holchei Drachim, they say. They said, why? Because Teshuvah Kein Tadiru, apparently they're saying, means you're living in your home, fundamentally you're living in the sukkah, but if you're going to optionally just be okay the mitzvah, uprooted entirely, see, that's going too far. By that token, you could basically undermine the entire holiday, they seem to be suggesting. So it's interesting. It's not so obvious, but they all are very insistent on that point. If you're interested, in Source 14, I gave you an article from Rav Lichtenstein, passed away just 2 years ago, one of my primary Rebbeim, Rashiro Gush, you guys know. And Rav Lichtenstein has a whole article on the VBN. Okay, so you check out on the VBN, he's got a whole piece on travelers in the Sukkah, around Tehillim, etc. And he has a very beautiful Hashkafic idea here also, and that's on page 8. He says that up until now, we spoke from a purely and exclusively halachic vantage point. So on the practical level, the matter seems radically different. He says, a very strong language, I just wanted to give you sort of food for thought. He says, one should be firmly and sharply opposed, both educationally and from the perspective of Jewish beliefs and values, to tilim or activities organized in a way that involves not observing the mitzvah of Sukkot. He says, if educators, speaking to people like me, he's saying if rabbis or mechanchim or advisors, something like that. So why advisor? Given Israel, whatever, any organization you're talking about, saying from an educational perspective, he's saying, as important as it is, and I want to challenge you guys to think about this, he's saying as important as it is to go on the Chol HaMoed to you, and that can even be a religious experience, to do so and not to also find the opportunity, to build in the opportunity, if at all possible, to sit in a sukkah is to undermine the very essence of chinuch, or the sort of the balance of values in this process of chinuch. He says, if you're going on a Chol HaMoed to you, and you're only going to prioritize having fun, and that's good, and that's healthy, and that's a good thing to do, chanukim, and so on and so forth, you're not also going to take the opportunity and to create the opportunity for the chanukim to learn about the opportunity to go, even when they're going somewhere else, to prioritize mitzvot, then God forbid we run the risk of misappropriating the different values that we're trying to educate toward. If by sort of bringing them to tzio, we don't find the opportunity to sit in the sukkah, then we run the risk of not taking the opportunity to educate them toward the value of sitting in a sukkah. Living joy. Thinking it through. He's kind of like, he's challenging, and it's a critique. Honestly, it was like the nicest thing. It wasn't one to just like give hardcore moser just for the fun of it, but he's sort of saying like he was concerned. He sees all these people going on these tulip, and he's sort of saying he's wondering if we might unintentionally be sending the wrong message during these tulip if we're not prioritizing the sukkah as part of that trip.
But he might agree that there may not be a chiv in that. I mean, you could argue that there's not a chiv in that state.
So what he says earlier, and I didn't give it to you. So he says earlier in the article is he agrees with the other poskim, but he says, well, let's say you're going to have shahakal. What they were saying is,
I was going to say the same thing. You find a roundabout way to eat food is requires something.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And he's saying, the truth is, you could basically live Sukkot that way.
Right.
A lot of people do. Right? I mean, sometimes it's really hard to build a sukkah. There are practical reasons. But, basically, you could sit, other than the meals of Yontif, you could technically get away with just eating a couple of meals. We talked about this yesterday. You're here. Right? Basically, just do that. And you're done. And he's saying, that's not what Sukkot is supposed to be. He's saying it here from an educational perspective. I would just add that, I'm sure you would agree, Basukkot Teshuvu. If it really means not just checking off, okay, did I sleep in the sukkah? Right, that's another one. Did I eat in the sukkah, etc.? But did I make it my home? Was it really teshvu kein taduro? I was going to learn, did I try where it made sense to learn in the sukkah? Did I hang out in the sukkah? Was that kind of my headquarters for the chag? He's saying that's really, or that's kind of what the experience is meant to be. I'm just adding that to what Rav Lassina is saying. So I think it's interesting to think, you guys have done that. I've had that experience on the, as the Madrukim, and it's something to think about, and I'm just sharing it with you, but I thought it was relevant to this larger discussion, not just of the sort of the technical, not just to look at mitzvot as sort of, do we check off the box or do we not check off the box, but to think more broadly about what it means to be an educator, what it means to bring others along with regard to mitzvot, and what does it mean to think about basukot teshvu, the spirit of the mitzvah, the larger mitzvah of not just eating in the sukkah and not sinning, but rather sort of a more positive vision for what this mitzvah is and the extension of what all mitzvah are really meant to be. So again, I just gave you a little snippet. If you're interested in looking at the article, by all means, look it up online. You have all these tshuvot to work through. So just wanted to kind of bring it here to your attention, even if you didn't get through it in the Makoros. But I just wanted to share that with you. Today, we're going to be going back to the topic, you didn't have to be here yesterday, of mitzta'er b'sukkah, someone who is physically in some sort of pain, and especially a topic of someone who's sick. Some of the Mishnah teaches us in Chafei Ma'alot that someone who's sick and their caretakers is exempt. So I want to look at that and try to understand why that is. I want to look at Tishu Kin Taduru as a background for that, or not as a background for that. Try to understand that. And I have some interesting Mekoros, and I have Chiddush. I have Chiddush for today. So, I'm chavin to the Chiddush, and I'm chavin to the Chiddush, but I'll be able to share it with you guys. And that is the plan for today. Go team!
I was in a point at the time, but I just smell a subjective, objective, or a chakira.
I'm in star. I just know it's coming.
I have a chiddush. It's not just a chakira. I have a chiddush.
Of course.
No, it's a curveball chiddush. You're not going to see it coming. It's a curveball. No, see, tell me, learn something for us and you see what you think.
All right.
Go team. All right.